that rocks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Brock Hunter.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo.
All righty, let's get right to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, the Ford Motor Company has unveiled a prototype for a powerful electric Mustang featuring seven electric motors that produce up to 1,400 horsepower. Ford hopes to get really good at developing technology to make electric cars a core part of the company. Seeing a lot of these motor car companies, all these plants and everything going electric, or at least making an option for electric, you know, trying to compete with Tesla and some of the other ones that are maybe a little bit ahead of it. But, man, 1,400
horsepower. 1,400
horsepower.
All right, for those of you screaming at your radio right now, because I know a lot of you are right now, it's not the same. It doesn't have the sound. It doesn't have the combustion sound. It's just so before, and I have yet to do this too. You got to experience it. You got to get it. You got to get in one. You got to experience what it feels like and what it is. Before you bitch about it, please just experience it, because I've heard through the grapevine that it's a completely different experience. The feeling of an electric motor, the speed of an electric motor. It's power right now. That's what it is. You're not getting the noise. You're right. You're absolutely right, which I absolutely love. I am a full-blown combustion. My dad is built vehicles with big, loud motors, and trust me, I'm right there with you. But, man, there's something about it. It's clean, too. It's just different. Yeah. It's a different category of transportation. You can't really lump it in the same.
You're foolish to think that we're not going to eventually make the full swing. Yeah, you'll always have, you know, combustion motors around, but those are going to become, you know, just like muscle cars are now. They're going to become
right. It's like your second car, your fun car, your
exactly.
fun driver.
Exactly. You bring out in the summer, or, you know, if we see that, I always kind of look at, you know, the movie Interstellar. They have, like, the older vehicles, but they've all been switched over to different forms. And I think we'll see that, too. Whether there'll be, you know, like, add-ons you can put on or going to get the motor swapped for cheaper. It'll be interesting to see. When that'll happen, I don't know, because big oil, this is my conspiracy theorist coming out of me, big oil controls so much. Their pockets are so deep. And if we start getting away from, you know, combustion motors, they're going to see big hits in their portfolios. But it's going to happen eventually. We're all going to be having electric self-driving cars, for sure.
Some of these cars, man, are tested out 0 to 60 at 1.9 seconds, dude. If you can wrap your brain around that. And you know why it's 1.9 seconds? Much like with other combustion motors, too, as well, because there are ridiculous combustion motors out there. But the problem is traction.
Yeah.
You don't have enough traction.
Yeah.
You can't go any faster because you just can't.
You like them squealing tires, do you?
Yeah. You know?
It'd be great, man. Anyway, there you go. Watch
wild,
out.
Man.
Mustang coming with you.
The Tesla, like when it's got the launch mode, the car actually sits down like an inch.
Yeah.
Like you put it in launch mode and it kind of dips down like it's getting into a track stance.
It squats, baby.
Boom!
It squats. Then you get them squealing tires. I love it. Smell that burning rubber. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so check that out. Coming soon. Lastly, is too much porn desensitizing men to the real thing? A new study in Europe found a connection. The more porn you watch, the more likely you are to have performance issues in bed. Only 2/3 of men now think sex with another person is better than solo sessions. 20% of guys under 35 have had issues where they couldn't stay excited enough to perform. The study also found that the average guy now watches 70 minutes of porn a week.
Woohoo!
That's a lot of porn, man.
You know, it does make sense, though. I mean, if you were watching porn all day long and then your wife comes home and you're already three deep in.
Yes, yeah. If you're already on your fourth hour of porn, you might lose interest in the real thing. But here's the thing, though, is I don't think there's ever been a time where I would choose porn over the real thing.
Honey, why are you shooting blanks?
It's just dust now, dear. What's going on?
Well, the internet's pretty fast right now, so.
I'm glad that I didn't have that kind of access to porn when I was a young man hitting puberty, because I was already, I already violated myself way too much anyways. Now having it at a few clicks of a button, I mean, I can speak into my phone right now and get all the adult films I could ever want.
I mean, just do it. A lot of the parents out there, just imagine being a parent. Rock, you and I don't have kids, but man, like, it was hard back in the day because, well, pun intended.
It was hard back in the day.
But, you know, it was tough. You had to go search for it. You had to have, like, a buddy or something. Like, yeah. Hey, man, like, you had to have a buddy whose parents didn't care.
Yeah.
And then he had some porn, and that's kind of how you saw it. Now it's just like you just go into the other room and you bust your phone out, and there you go. It's right at your fingertips.
Right there, dude. It's scary how easy it's to get. Yeah, before we had to wait for it to download off of LimeWire and hope that it wasn't just a virus-packed video. And and then, you know, an hour later you had like a 3-second clip where you had to wait for that picture to download in stages.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You put like 8 pictures on a floppy. That's a bad word for it, too, floppy. It went from a floppy disk to a hard disk drive.
A rock hard disk drive. This disk drive is so hard. Yeah. Just be mindful, fellas, all right? Don't stay locked up in your room all day watching porn, okay? Get out there.
As a parent, is there any way to stop it? I know you have the parental controls that you can put on, like, phones and in the TVs, but I mean, come on. Your kid knows more about technology than you do. Let's be honest.
I'm sure kids nowadays know how to turn off the parental controls on there. Like, nice try, mom and dad.
Dude, they're laughing at that. The kids now, the 7-year-olds now are flying through iPads just like, oh, you need to reconfigure iPad? Give it to my 7-year-old. He's got it.
He's got
to
figure it out.
Hard reset it for you.
No, maybe if I ever have kids, you know, maybe I'll just leave. Like, if I have a son, I'll leave those vintage Playboys that we got here in the studio. I'll just leave them in a spot, and then he can find those, and that's what he'll use.
Here's the thing. He'd walk right by them because he wouldn't even think about it. Like,
it's true.
Oh, wait, porn's in a magazine? What?
So you wouldn't be able to get the pages open anyways. They're already ruined.
What is this? Is this hieroglyphics? What is this?
I have, and it's hard too, because you gotta hold the Playboy in one hand and then use your other hand. It's difficult. It's good for multitasking. You know, hand eye coordination. You really learn.
Right.
Anyway, there you go. Porn everywhere. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.